When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Welcome to Flights of Fantasy, your podcast book club. I'm Kim, one of your hosts, and I'm joined, as always, with my book besties, Anna and Christina.
Hi, guys!
Yay! Friends, we are here for a very, very special episode. This is our yearly book awards episode, which is
it's so exciting. On our third annual FOF Awards.
Third annual.
Yes,
yeah,
guys.
I know.
We're like so official now. Look at us.
I really, though, I look forward to this every year. It's so fun.
Me too.
Because it feels like we're like recapping our fun favorite moments of the year together. You know,
nothing can top our first year when we did it in New York.
Oh, I was about to say that.
The best.
Yeah. We will do that again. That is like a goal. We will get back together again and do it with like lots of champagne and fun stuff. But
yes,
for now, we're just in our houses. So yeah, we are going to be running through some really fun categories and we're going to go round robin. We don't know each other's answers. So that's going to be extra fun to surprise each other. And we also have like a patrons like book of the year. I think it's honestly going to be everybody. Like it's
I think I didn't look it up. So Kim, well, I know what it was like a week ago when we first posted it, but
I don't think it will be a surprise to anybody, but so even if you're like, I didn't vote, you really did. Cause I promise you it'd probably be your answer too. But before we get started, we're going to do a few little Patreon shout outs to our book betches, our tier two ladies. So this week we are going to shout out Cheryl, Emma, Abby Thomas, Trinity, and Emily Palin is I believe how you say it. Ladies, thank you so much for supporting us. We appreciate you so much and we love you guys.
We love you. Thanks for being book betches.
Yeah.
Thanks for being our book betches.
You go, book betches.
We are so thankful.
We love you.
Okay.
Oh, and before we continue, spoilers for every single book that we've done a book club on this year, which I'm going to rattle off as fast as I can. King of Battle and Blood.
Queen of Myth and Monsters.
Queen of Myth and Monsters.
Oh, sorry. Queen of Myth and Monsters. Chain of Thorns. The Serpent and the Wings of Night duology. The War of Lost Hearts, which is the trilogy, both by Carissa Broadbent. One Dark Window, Fourth Wing, and Iron Flame.
Yep.
I think that's it.
I think that's all of them.
That's it?
So yes, not doing options from our romance recs or any of those episodes.
Yes, correct.
Those, the books that Anna just said, are our options, our contenders to place in our
contenders.
Our,
so
yes, categories.
The rules of our book awards episodes is it has to be an episode we did a full like book club on. It can't have been like a book rec episode.
Right. Because we all haven't read those. So it was like, wouldn't be fun.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So if you haven't read the books Anna just listed and you don't want to get spoiled, go read them and come back.
Please do.
Please do.
Yes.
Oh my God, guys. I'm so excited.
Wow. So excited.
Okay.
Okay.
Should we kick it off with our leading man?
Yeah.
Whoever. Could it be?
I just don't know.
Guys, please contain your surprise.
Should we just say it on a count of three?
Let's say it on the count of three.
Okay. Do we all have the same one?
I assume so.
Absolutely. Okay, ready?
One, two, three.
Zayden. Oh, our feral puddle zaddy. We could not pick him. I mean, come on. Yeah. And, you know, earlier in the year, before we knew who Zayden would be, Rain is an amazing leading
Absolutely.
Man. Like,
yes. He was my second choice.
Do you know who my second choice was?
Who?
Max.
Oh, yeah.
I honestly almost picked him over Zayden.
Great. Oh, interesting.
Really?
And I think it's, yes. And this is why. It's because it's a completed series.
Yes.
Agreed.
And I was like, there was something about Max's journey that just like tugged at my heartstrings.
Yeah.
And Zayden still has three more books to go.
Totally.
I know.
So, I mean, Zayden is like my favorite, but I was also like, Max.
Well, it was hard to like get ourselves out of like the Iron Flame mindset. Like I kept,
absolutely,
because it was the book we just read.
Yes,
but then totally. When I was going back through all the books that we read, looking up quotes, I was like, oh man, there are a lot of other really great contenders.
So many great moments.
And so many different categories. Yes, agreed.
Yeah. I just had to do it. Raven. And guys, I love Rain. Raven also was great.
Oh my God. I was going through quotes and Raven's like, are you still pretending? I haven't been pretending for a while. And I was Raven!
Guys, I'm going to be totally honest. I was looking back through quotes today and I was like, I forgot so much about One Dark Window. I loved it at the moment, but I think my brain, like, just, I'm in so in Iron Flame that I was like,
I know.
Right. Oh, that's right. Oh, that's so cool. And I felt that about a lot of things when I was going through quotes today.
Me too.
Yeah.
No, I mean, Rain was, I mean, I still love Rain. I think he's fantastic. Carissa Broad. It was just really the year of Carissa Broad.
This was the year of Carissa.
It was.
All her
2023 year of Carissa.
Carissa and Rebecca, incredible. I guess. Yeah. I mean, we feel like we read.
For sure.
But we read more Carissa. I feel like
we spent a lot of time.
Like, how many months were we doing Carissa episodes?
I mean, we started in February.
Yeah.
Or early March, end of February. Because Kim, you read it first.
Mm-hmm.
And then in like the end of January after we both read Queen of Myth and Monsters. And then we spent like March and April doing all of Serpent and Wings of Night.
Of Nyaxia. Incredible. But then we did War of Lost Hearts, which was, I mean, all summer, basically.
I was going to say, that felt like a year, the War of Lost Hearts. not in a bad way.
In a good way, but it was long.
It was, it felt like a year.
Like, I mean, a year of my life.
I still tell everybody, I'm like, it is one of the most incredible series I've ever read that I never want to read again.
Never. Exactly.
Because it was that gut-wrenching.
Incredible.
But beautiful.
But incredible work.
Incredible work.
Haunting.
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 That is the best way to describe it. It is haunting.
Mm-hmm. But like, truly, and I didn't think y'all would agree, I mean, her writing is probably my favorite that I've ever, like, just the quality of her writing, I think, is so
beautiful.
Still underrated. I know she blew up this year, but I'm like, no, she should have blown up more because
she is
truly so talented. And so I just wish, like, I don't know. I just, like, I think she deserves the hype too. Like, I'm happy for Rebecca. I'm happy for Fourth Wing, but I'm also like, I think the writing in, like, I think Carissa's writing is just, like, such a step above, like,
Great. Something about the serpent writing, especially, maybe that was because it was our introduction to her, but it's so gorgeous. Like, the so words gorgeous. In that book is so...
They're just highlighting quotes after quotes.
When we said
quote.
In our episodes, like, it's gonna be an audible quotes. Episode. We're just gonna read the whole book.
This is an audible. We're gonna get copyrighted.
We are! They're gonna be like, guys, you can't just can't, read the whole can't. Book.
Okay.
Christina, you do our next. Yes.
Okay. So next category is leading lady.
I'm so curious.
So I thought about this for a while, and I went with Tasana.
Same.
Me too.
Yeah. We all picked her. This makes things so easy.
Oh, she's so wonderful.
And I think
so wonderful.
It's and the journey and. What we see her go through so much and remain like true to herself. Like she grew, but you weren't like, oh, this is a totally new person. I don't know. It was so well done. I just loved it.
So well done.
I loved
her. She's so special. She's such a great
character.
I love
Tasana. Well, that was easy.
That was easy.
Super easy.
Okay. All right.
Anna.
Okay, so next one is best couple.
Guys, this was hard.
This was really hard.
It was
I know. Okay, so here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
Qualification for my answer.
Okay.
So Zayden is my shadow daddy.
Of course.
Like, feral puddle. Mm-hmm. But I think my couple is Max and Tasana.
That's what I said!
Yes, same!
Oh my God, watch
that. I was like, I'm going to be the only one.
Me too!
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
No,
really?
Oh my God, yeah, guys. Really. This is so funny. Like, you know what's funny about this episode? We all bring our answers to surprise each other.
We're like, same.
Same answer. Well, anyways, moving on.
Okay, well.
No, but guys, I mean, I do think, like, it was hard not to choose Zayden and Violet, but really, like, I like Violet, but I mean, it's really, honestly, it's all about Zayden.
I was too annoyed with so much of their shit in Iron Flame So when I look back on Max and Tisana,
when he puts the necklace on her in book one.
Oh,
I...
entire journey there.
You are spectacular. What does he say? Fuck, I don't know.
No, he says
you are breathtakingly functional.
Functional.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Yes.
She was like, you think I'm functional? And
like
he was like, I think you're
breathtakingly functional.
I think you're breathtakingly functional. I was looking at quotes earlier, you know, going through the beauty that is Carissa Broadbent's writing. And there is just something so special about her characters. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think we kind of feel about War of Lost Hearts how we feel about TOG. We're like,
yes.
I think Serpent was like a little more fun, a little more like sexy, action-packed.
Like ACOTAR kind of thing.
Like ACOTAR. Mm-hmm. But like the War of Lost Hearts, those characters, I mean, we will never forget those characters I will never forget
through
them.
Through things with those characters.
They didn't know that they went with us.
Emotionally connected, trauma connected to them. Like, you know?
Trauma bonded.
Trauma bonded. Trauma bonded. Exactly. That's what I was looking for. And I think, yeah, when I was thinking about like best couple, right? I was like, okay, so best couple of the year. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I feel like comparing Zayden and Violet to Max and Tisana is like, we have Max and Tisana as a full like spectrum. Like we've gotten their epilogue and seeing them with their kids and like being this like this whole journey, like picturing them first meeting each other and him being like, what are you kidding me? No, I'm not gonna, you know. And she's like, why you have so much hate in your heart?
Yeah.
And
he's you have so much hate in your heart?
Like, the way that, good. All the way to like their epilogue with the kids in the bed and like, how could we not? Like that journey is just, oh my God. And then he's in Azkaban and she's trying to get to him. She's just like fighting every day. Yeah, they deserve it. They went through enough to deserve
it. They absolutely deserve it.
I just was trying to find the one quote. I can't find it. Oh, wait, I did find it. He does say your breath. Really quick. He says the first one that's right above it is, the way I look at it, he said very solemnly, so quietly that his words slipped into the air like steam. You didn't forget what you were. I think you remembered. And I hope no one ever again has the fucking audacity to tell you otherwise.
Oh,
and it's like, that's like the start of like his little quote with her.
I remember that.
And then, he's like, she's like mumbling through her words and she can't say, cause she's like, it's a new language. And he interprets what she's saying. And he's like, after a while you become fluent in Tisana speak. And it's like so sweet.
I love that.
But then you're right, Kim. He says, he gives her the necklace and she says, thank you. It is perfect. He's like, I figured you should have something both beautiful and functional like you. Right. And she says, Max, you think I'm functional?
Max.
And he goes, I think you are breathtakingly functional. I don't know, like, why is that so
sweet? How is that sweet?
Like,
how?
Why?
How?
It's
so sweet.
So precious. They are precious
man
angels.
Frodo Baggins grew up to be Jesus. Okay.
Look how far we came. Okay.
Kim, you're next.
Okay, so next Kim, category next. Is best supporting character. And I don't know if my answer is like correct.
Okay,
but
interesting.
Like, you mean like if it's a supporting character?
I don't know if you would technically categorize this character as a supporting character. Right. I don't know. Okay. I'm not in the theater biz,
you go
so
first.
I don't know the answers. Okay. But my answer was Aoife.
Oh, I thought about
this. Oh, it's interesting.
And
I don't know if she would be considered
agreed.
A supporting.
I think that's,
like, I don't.
I think that's a beautiful choice. That journey, that reveal is one of the coolest we've ever read. Like,
it's one of the coolest.
I was just trying to figure out how to put Aoife Richet into my answers just so I could like give it any sort of justice.
I know.
Like, you know, but there's like, I don't even know where to place it. So like,
I know.
Yeah. Seconding that. But my other choice, was Liam.
Oh, Liam.
Yeah. I didn't even like.
And honestly,
about
I think Liam in Fourth Wing was amazing and wonderful, but Liam in Fourth Wing and Iron Flame together was just like,
yeah, that was a really special.
I just really
that scene with him in the like torture chamber was
it like brought a full circle little picture.
Yeah,
I picked Matthew.
Oh, Matthew.
Oh my God, I almost picked him, Anna.
Yeah.
Matthew just like
picked him.
Everything about Matthew and Chain of Thorns made me like weep, made me want to hug him like he was my child. I love him.
That's a great answer.
It is. He's so well written. He's funny and you feel like you know him and he's
so funny.
He's so sweet.
Witty.
Yeah.
Oh, I love him so much.
Me too.
I mean, Cassie, we don't love everything she does, but I mean
We somehow
those characters though
with her because she keeps us glued in with the characters, you know.
She does.
So is it my turn,
Christina? Yes. Can you, instead of doing best ensemble, yeah, can you do best villain?
Sure, I can do best villain. So this was hard. I feel like, yeah, the people I wanted to classify as villains were all kind of morally gray people, so I was trying, same, to figure out how to classify. At first I wanted to say Riche, because in episode one we were like, she is a demon, God, villain.
Yeah.
But then,
yeah,
I was like, but I can't classify her at the end of the story as a villain. So
that's who I picked.
Oh, damn, really? It, I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. That's why
that
I wanted to do it.
Stupid answer. So
No. That's why I wanted to do it next, because I wanted to pick her as supporting character, but I was like, I think she's
a villain.
But I wanted to give Matthew his moment.
Yes.
So, and I was like, well, that's what I was like, yeah. But go ahead.
Yes. And so I ended up picking Neura, but I also feel like, ooh, she's a, like, because she at, yeah, the end, but no, feel like a villain.
No, for sure. Yeah. So I put, let me actually, I did put like Aoife question mark, but then I put Cadwan just
Cadwan.
See, now just that's interesting.
That emotional journey.
Yeah.
Because of the visceral rage that we felt, the tears,
like, cannot
the
handle.
Sobbing selfies that were sent back and forth between us about this character. Unwell.
Well, and that's like, interesting, because that I think people would be upset about him being called a villain, but I would disagree with that. So,
no, he's a villain.
He's 100% a villain.
He committed, like, genocide.
Do we not remember the drama that we all...
genocide.
We all experienced.
That we don't even like to speak of, but we're going to make our case
of for Cadwan why he's being a villain.
He's evil.
He is. I think he started out morally gray, but we quickly descended.
We took a nosedive. Swan-dived beautifully, and we crashed and burned.
Beautiful and wonderful, and us crying and be like, he is all that was good in the world. And then we quickly went to morally gray, and then we were like, we were in morally gray for like 5 pages, and then we were just like, just, you know.
And of the three of us, I generally like will try and make concessions.
You do.
You know? And of like for characters,
yeah,
especially like a male love interest, I'll be like, okay, well, so if we just pretend,
yeah, oh, totally,
and we ignore
if I put like my dark romance girly hat on,
but
this was not it.
No. When Anna said I need to take a break, I'm putting the book down. I was like, oh shit, what has happened?
And you know
what's
extra funny is like, I would love to somehow go back and just find those texts. I mean, we text literally like 300 texts a day, so it's impossible. But like you text that, and then you text that, and then I was like, so guys, I reached this place and I need to take a break. Like the fact that we all had this exact experience.
I was like, I can't
means
anymore.
That he is a villain because he emotionally drained us of wanting to read. So,
yes.
Okay.
For Riche and Aoife, the reason I wanted to pick her was simply because of like her character arc and how far we go. But even at the end, she like, it's like we see Aoife as Aoife, but we see Riche all through book one. And then we see the first half of book two is Aoife and Riche separated. Mm-hmm. But then when she starts to like lean into Cadwan, it goes back into that morally gray.
Totally.
It's like Stockholm syndrome too, but
totally.
I just have this one quote that she says when she's about to die. I think it's when she's about to like sacrifice herself.
Okay.
God damn it, Cadwan! Just let her go to sleep.
God damn it, Cadwan!
Like, let the girl rest.
Let the girl go to sleep.
She's sleepy.
She says, "Is love frightening?" Riche whispered. I wasn't sure why I answered. Yes, it's terrifying. It is a painful thing to be seen, to be given something to mourn, to be reminded of what has already been lost. Then that gaze, familiar and unfamiliar, slid back to me. And then Riche says, I built walls around you because I wanted us to be the same. If there was no one else for you to see, then you would see me. But I think I understand it now. Grief.
Oh.
And it's like.
Oh my God.
And it's when she loses, is when she thinks she loses Max,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I just, like, Carissa is a goddess.
She's a goddess.
These morally great characters.
This is incredible. That's her.
There's a reason all three of us chose one a character from her book.
Absolutely.
Well, and we were like, each of us were like, I need to somehow talk about Riche and Aoife because that is one of the craziest journeys. And like,
craziest.
Like, the fact that she pulled that off in an effective way is insane.
Highly effective.
Insane, like, yeah. And like not,
that's like not just cheesy, not like no. crazy. No. And like in the first book, legitimately, we were like, Riche is a demon possessing someone who I want to like
obliterate.
I have zero feeling for this person. This being. Yeah. This being.
Yeah.
We called it like an it. Like we were like, this is, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you meet Aoife. And then you're like, slowly but surely. And then we were like, we knew it. We knew it, but we were like, not accepting it. Like, we were like, nope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I see the facts and I see the clues, but I.
And I said,
nope, just not.
I don't like ready. It. I don't like where this is going.
I'm just going to keep on. And then there was that scene where she's walking in the grass. It was like, yeah. Anyways, but the point is that journey is beautiful. Okay. You're next.
Okay, so wait, where are we now? Now we are doing best cast. Yes.
Okay, great.
Like best friend group, ensemble.
Okay.
And mine was the Merry Thieves.
May I say? I was like, looking through the books, like, these are the only people I want to hang out with. Like, as a group.
Absolutely.
Like, everyone else is like a couple or like a few friends. Like, this is like the crew. Right. You know?
Oh, guys, they're so great.
They're the best.
You gotta hear.
That's what she does. That's what she does well.
That's what she does.
She writes those male platonic friendships better than anybody else.
It's like literally so well. Incredible. That, like, I would have been like, my son, I'm like, your required reading from me is some of Cassie Clare, because I want you to understand that, like, you can be, you know, open and emotional and like
loving,
physical, like touch, all these things with people, and it be okay. Like, it not be this, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, I feel like thing that is, you know, I feel like a challenging thing to word, but she does it so beautifully.
Oh,
there's, I just love them. There's the, you know how in the hard copy of Chain of Thorns, there's like pictures, like illustrations that are drawn. Yeah. And the one of the Merry Thieves lying, I think it's Matthew's apartment.
Yeah.
And they're all like lying around the fireplace, I think. And they're all lying with him. And it's just,
it's so gorgeous.
It hits
it's
you.
So beautiful. Yeah. Like I mean, this is not the Merry Thieves, but like even like Will and Jim, like their relationship is so beautiful. And even like there's two guys in the Mortal Instruments, which none of us like that series, but I do still think that the relationships in those books are still really, really good. And just, I know, I would love for more little boys to like read those. Mm. Not that little, but
my 18-month-old's not.
Young men.
Get Owen on that already. Like, why has he not read Infernal Devices? Mm-hmm. But like, just to read those and for it to be so normalized as it should be, and just to see like how beautiful these relationships are written is so important. And I feel like it is not shown enough in any genre.
100% agree.
It's definitely not fantasy. I feel like it's not shown very often.
And I think she does it in a way that is so seamless and not weird and just like,
it's normalized.
It feels like real life. I think that's why it's not weird. It just feels like she's writing real life. Like, I know these people. I went like that picture of Mary of them we're talking about. Like, that could have easily been the apartment we lived in, Anna, with like Curry and Glenn and Colin. Like, everyone, all of us laying in the living room. Like, that just like was our life. Like, that's our life, you know?
Yeah.
And so I feel like she does that while also, I think, writing really great women. Like, she does like write great women and like empowering you know, female. I'm very interested in reading Swordcatcher, because I feel like a lot of my hold up and being like, not hold up, but my feelings about these characters are like, they're also children,
right?
And so
I want
to
read,
I'm excited
too.
To read
me too.
More adults, an adult in her writing style.
For sure.
Who's next?
Okay,
Kim, what's next?
Guys, next is
sexting.
And again, I just don't know which one we're going to choose. It's going to be a huge shocker for everybody.
Okay.
But can I speak for...
You say it.
Okay. So I think I speak for all of us when I say that without a doubt, our favorite sex scene was the throne room scene.
The throne. Feral puddles melted. Done.
Feral puddles
Signs
for this
delivered.
Man. Guys, what
that
can top
scene
that?
Will live in infamy. I think it's topped I don't even know. Everything, maybe. I can't even.
Oh,
just, it was so good.
Just
it
everything.
Was perfection.
I mean, it was so, wow. You know, I can tell when there's a scene that is so hot is when I don't stop. I cannot stop halfway through to text you guys like, this line, this line, this line. Like when I cannot stop myself in the scene to text you guys about it, because that's usually how we read books.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I can't stop because of the sexiness.
Because the sexiness.
That's it. That's what's happened.
It is so, so hot.
So much.
Like, unreal. Bravo to Rebecca, honestly. Oh, like, bravo. That is some good work right there.
And if you want to hear us gush some more, go listen to Iron Flame Part 2. Oh.
Yeah, we read. Christina reads some of it.
Yeah, we read some of it, so.
Okay. What's next?
Okay, wait. So now we're at setting, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So best setting. So I chose One Dark Window.
Love
because
that.
I feel like that was so different than anything we usually read. And it really struck me as something that felt like I was like just immersed in it in a really cool way.
It was refreshing.
Yeah. And it felt like this like new cool world
very like mythical fairy tale, and like gothic
and like I hadn't really read something like that like maybe ever in my adult reading life and it just like it stuck with me as a really cool different kind of place that you know I'm not usually in.
Love that, Christina. Great
you know
answer.
What I'm addending my you know, you make an addendum in a contract. I'm going to change my answer.
Okay.
There we go.
And I'm going to agree with Christina that it's One Dark Window. I don't know why I didn't think about that. It was actually the first one I answered in like our whole thing, and I immediately just put Shadowhunter World because it's the most developed in my mind.
Well, and you, Anna, you are,
and I love historical,
a historical London gal. Right. I mean, like that's
that
just,
would make sense.
That's
Anna.
Just.
That's right.
But so is One Dark Window is historic.
Total, true.
So I don't even know why I didn't even think about it. That is 100%. That is what grabbed me the most about that book was the world building and the magic system.
The magic system in that one's really neat too. Yes.
Yeah. My answer was the Crowns of Nyaxia world.
Oh, that's
so
a good,
good too.
I just, that series like was such a special discovery for me. Mm-hmm. I didn't discover the series, but like within
our
podcast.
No, but you discovered it for us.
I actually contacted Carissa directly. She wrote it for me and then I spread it to the world. So like I just discovering that series and how unique it felt for a fantasy world. Now I'm not saying it's like, obviously vampires are not unique and all that, but like the whole tournament that felt like Gladiator, that's not really this world, but just the whole
But it felt like that. It was like Gladiator, Hunger Games.
Yes, but like fantasy with vampires. And it was so, so unique. And I just.
It was so good. The different races of vampires.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like she had this complex world building, but it was still simple enough that it wasn't overcomplicated.
Absolutely.
Agreed.
And
absolutely agreed.
Yeah.
And you know, I love that.
It was,
you know, you
so
love that.
Well done.
You know how that gets me.
You know how that gets me going.
You know how that tickles me.
Yep.
Tickles my fancy.
Oh my god.
Okay, wait. So where are we now? We're at best cover?
Best cover.
So best cover, I picked Chain of Thorns.
Yeah, me too.
Same.
I mean, it's always Cassie.
Yeah, she will always win. Always
win.
Like
they're beautiful. I want to know who does them.
And I even thought, I was like, oh, no. I can't pick this. I have to think about this. And then I literally thought about all the other covers. Like literally none of them hold a candle to her covers.
None of them.
This, they're beautiful.
They're stunningly
so gorgeous.
Beautiful.
And it's
and
like
when you put them all together.
Oh.
The colors in them too. It's like
chef's kiss. Gorgeous.
I'm like, guys, why is nobody else doing
like
why is no one else is on this
doing
level? Look at what she's putting out. Like I'm
love.
Sorry, Sarah. I love you, Sarah, but the new Throne of Glass covers are not it. Not
oh,
it.
Oh, I know.
They're I don't like
not
them.
As good as they should be.
And I'm like, they're not showcasing your fantastic. Like this is your best series, arguably.
And you know what I think it is? You know what I think it is? It's because I think that a lot of Throne of Glass. I think she's pushing for those to be shelved in adult. And I think anything too flashy and like look
true.
Like not adult enough.
But look at Swordcatcher.
And
Swordcatcher's beautiful.
But like, but it's not like.
Because it's Cassie.
I know, but it's
no, it's better than Throne of Glass, 100%.
Yeah.
No, I get what you're saying. Like,
no, no, the, I don't agree with it.
The thing is, the more I see them on the shelves, the more I become accustomed to it. Yeah. It's not I'm just saying. It's like, but I do think it's like, you know, we're just so I'm so attached to the old covers.
Well, and it's so funny because the old covers are such a like time capsule. Like, I mean, they're in my
But like, it's the they're not that great. If like I saw it today,
we're all. But that was what all of the YA fantasy books looked like at that point. It was the girl with the sword and the thing, like. Like that was the front. It was all that was what they all were. And then I understand wanting to revamp them, but like she went too. I think she went too far. Like
me too, too far.
Yeah, into the like plain.
She made it a little too Art Deco-y for me.
Art Deco-y, but they're very like generic. Yeah. Like it just. And we had a comment from a listener whenever I think I posted about the new covers and was like, do you guys like them? And someone was like, no, the old covers like showed Selena and Aelin's like journey, like when her hair gets cut off in Empire of Storms and like you just see her journey like on the covers and they're just so nostalgic. Anywho, I don't know.
I feel you.
Sarah's my queen, but I just think we need
something. So Cassie Clare, she's got the male platonic friendship. She's got the female. She's got the just all the friendship.
I like Crescent City.
And she's got... Those are better.
Yeah, that's a doll. Why can't we?
Yeah, those are better.
That's the vibe I'm looking for.
Why can't we do that?
Bloomsbury.
Bloomsbury.
But yeah, Cassie. Cassie, we love your friendships. We loved your covers. Kudos.
God, guys, her covers are just, you just can't beat
They're
them.
They're so
sorry,
pretty.
But you
They're
just can't.
They're unbeatable. The spines. Okay. All right. Enough. Moving on.
Okay. So, okay. Best laugh. So I
tell me, what'd
didn't
you know?
Choose a scene from, well, it is a scene from a book, but it's more... what like us talking about the scene
what is
that's
it?
So funny, and it's the Cockney bird.
That's mine. I mean, mine is the scene, but us talking about it
us
is even better
talking about that. And we're just more like us like texting about it and like experience like just us about the bird is so fucking funny.
I think we send like the gif of Jim from The Office be like, what is going on? Why is there a bird with a Cockney accent in hell?
Yeah, what is happening? Like, and then I was behind you guys, but I was like, I'm sorry. Is this bird that he's riding?
Yep.
With a like, it was like a glittery saddle or something else ridiculous.
It was a saddle. Yeah, it did have a saddle.
There was so much happening.
The thing that he was saying, he was like, oh, well, I... You know, like, it was so bad. He was like...
Ate a couple of Russians or something, didn't it?
It was... legitimately so it took you out of the entire thing. Like, didn't Leslie wasn't someone reading it and they were like, what, who is this bird? And you're
your friends
I think it was Leslie texted it.
I'm glad we're not the only ones.
Somebody
I
can't remember.
Okay, so that was my choice number two. My choice number one actually was Hummingbird Girl.
Oh god.
Because of the
Jesus,
journey.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph. We who is she? Where is she?
Damn. Hummingbird Girl.
Hummingbird.
Like,
we will never let it go,
it's
ever.
In every episode ever. Of those books.
Everyone.
And there's, we're just like, go on such a journey with Hummingbird Girl.
We do.
And in every episode.
And we're grasping at straws at the end.
Oh, Anna, Anna, you convinced yourself at the end. You're like, and she just.
Anna was like, no, that's her.
I'm very happy in my convinced little
girl. That's right.
And it's great.
You live
and
in that
great.
Delusion and you just are like, yep, that's her and everything's fine. So
she was twitchy. She was flighty.
Oh, yeah. No, she was flighty.
She was flighty like a bird.
And therefore.
Like a bird.
It just, the joy I got out of us talking
that
about
that was really great.
Girl, you know?
Oh my God, great. That was so funny.
It was so good. Yeah.
I had the same thing. I had the Cockney bird. I also had Treacherous Bosoms.
Yes, Lucy, I loved that.
Reading about the Cordelia, Queen Cordelia or something and her treacherous bosoms. I also had
the moment in Chain of Thorns where Lucy's dancing with Ghost. And they can't touch each other. And so they're just kind of like, hands up, but dancing. But like, oh, guys, they and
leave room for Jesus,
like, but also like not. And then it's was just so weird. And
they
funny.
Honestly, it's so many of so much. Carissa, I mean, Cassie Clare writes the funniest scenes. I mean, I had like three different things that I wrote down from that book alone.
Yeah,
like the when they're trying to pick Jesse's new name.
Oh,
and they're like Cornelius. Yeah. No, not Cornelius.
Yeah, we're not
something more normal, like Jeremy.
And then it's Jeremy from the American Jeremies. Guys, and then at the end, so when he goes, father? And he...
father?
Killed
that,
me.
The
it
father.
Killed me.
Oh, I should have written
I
that.
I literally
that.
Put my book down and I went, I'm done. I'm done.
Oh, God.
Like, the end of the last 200 pages of that book really kind of like,
we went off the rails.
There's a thing where they're sending messages to and from each other because they figure they can send messages. And so Will is like, do you have mustard? Mm-hmm. And they're like going to a picnic. Like they're like,
oh yeah.
Thing, which was adorable.
We're 7 minutes away.
There's
now we're 6 minutes
away. Also the moment where Will figures out a telephone. He's like, hello, tell me who is there. It's so fun.
And when, what is it? When Tessa's like, Will, I told you no charge the light brigade at the table.
Cassie is the kind of author that like we get annoyed but it's fun to discuss it, like we're not like seriously pissed because it's like it's a cocky like you can't really actually get mad about that.
Yeah,
and also like because we're in this world where she can do whatever she wants, like
right, absolutely,
and we will believe it. And also
Cassie's world, we just live in it.
There's a like sense to it. I don't know, like these characters, especially I think in the chain of what's that series called, the chain of things,
The Last Hours.
In the Last Hours series.
I always call it The Lost Hours. There's lost hours of my life at the end.
Oh, God.
Our biggest annoyances there are the miscommunication tropes. And somehow, but because they're children, I'm like, well, yeah, because they're like 12. They're not. They're like 18.
Yeah.
But they're aren't they like, how old are they?
No, they're like 18. Okay.
They're like 19.
But so, yeah. So anyways, but that's our biggest complaints. But that is what it is.
Their frontal lobes are not developed.
But also though, what something in Chain of Thorns that I forgot about that I also could have written down, and I didn't remember until we were talking about this, is when they walk in, Matthew and Cordelia walk in, and James is just sitting there in the darkness in the room. Why are you sitting there in the darkness? Did you need a nap? Yeah. Were you tired?
Turn the light on.
Turn the light on, James.
Turn the light on.
Jamethy, turn the light
on. Jamethias, why are you in the dark?
Jimothy,
the light. That's what I was going for. That's the office line. Jimothy. Is it okay if I call you Jimothy?
Can I call you Jimothy?
Yes. Oh, God. Okay, I'm going to call you Jim.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, God.
Okay. Who's...
All right. So...
Okay, not me.
Is it Christina?
Me? Just did best laugh.
I just did laugh.
Christina's doing best dramatic scene.
Okay. Oh. This was really hard, guys.
This was hard.
Okay. So I went... Okay, so I decided to take dramatic scene to mean, mm-hmm. Okay, this, I'm going to go with this one. I have like a lot of different variations here. I'm going to go with this one.
I know.
My favorite dramatic scene I'm going to go with is the what the fuck. I was like, what the drama? Oh my God, I'm dying. This is crazy. Like, which is okay. The end of Serpent and the Wings of Night in like the course of maybe 10 pages.
Yes,
when
good one.
Nyaxia good one. Appears. And Aurea is like, and she's like, what is your wish? And she's like, I wish Rain would have won. And everyone's like, what? And then Rain comes back from the death and he's like, what did you do? And then he's like, Airmark, surprise, I'm the heir. Surprise, I'm killing your dad. And then she's like, surprise, I'm the heir. I have an Airmark. And you're like, what is going on?
That is a so great, good. That is a great
That's
choice,
really
Christina.
Good.
Like, just that.
That was a good
in
one,
a
Christina.
Whole little
oh, that,
section
oh,
was like,
so good.
Just
yeah.
So, at the end of a book that already was so amazing, it was so fun.
That was a really like strong ending in that it was like crazy, but like it all made sense. Like it made sense. You weren't like it wasn't a cockney bird. You know, you weren't like I don't know what's happening here. Like you were like this trap. Like I mean whatever. That
should
makes
be our
sense.
Scale. Like cockney bird to you know
to,
yeah,
to
yeah,
the
yeah.
ending yeah. of Serpent in the Wings of Night. Yeah, yeah. Like how believable are these things?
Yeah.
Okay, Anna, what was yours?
Okay, so. So I have two, but for two different reasons. And I'm going to tell you what the one that like is the most traumatizing and dramatic and like moved
like
me was the no one.
Oh.
The drama was Aoife.
Yeah.
Me, and like her final quote
that was
of
on my list, yeah.
When I meet another human and their gaze turns to me and asks, "Who are you?" Now I say, "I am no one," and it is true. Like that.
That was mine.
Whole
Anna.
Thing, just mm-hmm. like. I can start crying.
Me same.
Like, is that yours, whole, Kim?
Yeah, that was my. I wrote like Aoife's betrayal, but like yeah. so that whole part up
whole
from like
part.
From like Ishka like dropping her like you know
oh she's
her
screaming, I have that too.
Like oh. you can't don't leave you can't leave me you can't leave me
you
and
cannot
then like
leave
the whole
me thing Trump like haunts me in my dreams.
It is
the
haunted.
Last thing it's... I saw was his golden hair. It says flying back in a sudden burst of wind, and then it was and then my vision was consumed by white and white
and white and white,
and white. Like.
Y'all,
I don't even like, want to say the words, even like, but the way though that scene, that few scenes digresses, and
uh-huh.
she is like, it talks about what actually happens to her, and also at uh-huh. the same time, she's like, "Does someone love me? Is someone still yeah. out there? Why is no one coming for me?" Like, it is. Carissa legitimately like tried to traumatize us, and it was
traumatizing. It was very traumatizing.
It's haunting, like, to quote Kim.
It was haunting.
So like, that's a great choice, Anna, because that is what drama is.
Yeah. So we're going to go with that one, and then I'll keep my other Ooh. Dramatic scene for my favorite quote.
Okay.
Is, it's more like a paragraph.
Fantastic.
Love that.
Okay.
Love
Kim,
that.
You go.
Love
so
that.
I'll keep it. We'll end on a happier note.
Kim, do you have another one you want to share, or do you want to go with that one?
No, that was... Yep. That was mine.
With
mine
the
was
trauma?
Like, I just put
trauma,
like,
drama?
Aoife's betrayal. Yeah, just I'll
trauma, drama?
Trauma, drama. Got it. Okay.
Okay.
So I guess then that leaves me with the last one, right?
We have.
We also have best non.
Well, we have book. Patron's Choice Award, non episode book, and
best
then best
book. In our, yes.
Okay. Okay. So best line. Yeah. Best line for me also was one of my favorite scenes. Okay, so mine was James and Cordelia coming together on the stairs.
I love that!
That was three books of wanting and needing Absolutely. It, and then it finally happens. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And there were so many quotes I could choose from various books, but when I like think of like a whole series, mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. scene mm-hmm. and the like the quote that I have, it's so good. Okay. I'm going to just read it.
Do it. Read it.
So, like, they stare at each other, and they're like, she's at the top of the stairs, I think, or is he at the top of the stairs? I can't remember. But they're on opposite sides of the stairs. Like, one of them's at the top, and I think he's at the bottom. And she, like, he's, like, screaming for her. And then she, like, they run to each other and collide in the middle of the staircase. It's and so she good. Grasps onto his lapels, and she's like, James, stay. And he like, looks at her, and his whole body freezes. And she says, I love you. It goes, Cordelia said she had never said it to him before, and she sensed somehow now was not the time for flowery phrases or shy deflections. He needed to know. I'm not going to pronounce this correctly, so forgive me. Agus shagged him. I love you. I love you. Without you, I cannot breathe.
Oh my God.
Lied. And then James like looks at her. There's like some other things that happened. And he says, if it were not for you, my Daisy, I would have belonged to Belial long ago. For there is no one else in this world, my most beautiful, maddening, adorable wife, that I could have ever loved half as much as I have loved you. My heart beats for you, he said. Only ever you.
Only ever you.
James. Harrendale.
Love.
God damn it, those Harrendale men.
Oh my God, like I cannot. Also, like it's so beautiful. And it's like
the journey, exactly what you said, the buildup to get to that moment. Because that's why, and you know, I hate her in the process. And then she gets us there and I'm like, but this is what I've wanted for so long.
It was worth
it. The cathartic release of they are finally together.
Together.
I feel like I was speed reading through the first part of like 400 pages till I got to that moment, and then I could finally breathe.
We
all, we all sped read half of that book because we were like,
I think we were all just like, let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
That was my heart.
I remember texting Kim because I think I was ahead of you, and I was like, I just need you to get to this chapter, just this chapter, and then that's it. That's all you need to do.
I know.
It's just
the only ever you. I distinctly remember us talking it like, texting about that and just like, without you, I cannot breathe.
Because you've been through so much with them and the misunderstandings and the things and the fucking bracelet. And then you get to that moment and she builds it up and then she actually delivers, where then you mm-hmm. they run to each other on the stairs and they're on the landing and they have that beautiful moment, and then like it just mm-hmm. keeps going. Like then they go upstairs and they're like in the bathtub, like they're just like it's
so good,
beautiful. And mm-hmm. I hate that it takes a 2.5 books to get there, but then we yeah. get there
so long.
And it's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. Beautiful.
That was a great choice, Anna. Bravo.
Great choice, Anna. Christina?
Okay, I'm going to pick out of my options the basic one that I feel like is like very just like of the times, and it would feel
of the times.
Silly to not recognize it. Of okay. the times. But the last line of Fourth Wing of the Welcome to the Revolution, Violet.
Oh, yeah. Good choice.
I actually was very surprised by that. And I feel like it was
same.
Really just like such a fun ending to that yeah. book. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
I feel like I loved, of course, we all loved those books. But I feel like not that much like super, super duper surprised me in Fourth Wing. And then that line, like I left, I was like, what?
Totally. So, oh my God. I never expected that.
It's Brennan that says it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the right before that, it's like she says Brennan, and then it's like, and Brennan just opened his arms and smirked and was like, welcome to the revolution, sister. And just like that okay. ending is really just that was crazy. So cool.
Yeah. Such a good ending.
Yeah.
Such a good ending.
Kim, what'd you pick?
Okay. So I,
it's so hard.
It's really hard.
So, okay. So I had two. Like one of them, it was kind of wrapped into the moment where, about Riche, where she's like, you know, when they ask, I say, I am no one. So I'm just gonna like tack onto that, and then I'm gonna give my real answer. But the other I am no one moment that was really insane for all of us, like it was like a casual, not casual conversation, but the way it was slipped in there, they're mm-hmm. talking. So Tisana and Max are talking to Ishka, and they come across him at the place where the betrayal happened. And Ishka says, Riche, he said quietly. That's what she calls herself. She, Max said. Does it mean something? I murmured. A wince flickered across the man's face. It means no one. And like,
I remember reading that.
I actually have chills in like the worst way now. The wince across his face too, like the
and him like, being like it means no one. Like
I know. I remember putting my Kindle down like on my chest. I was reading at night and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like oh my God.
It physically hits you in the chest. Yeah. Like you're just like, holy shit, Carissa. The other quote, like my main, like if I had to pick, but since I didn't, I'm gonna do two. was Vincent talking about Aurea and like his love for her and being a father, which I had some very mixed feelings about Vincent, but like the way that he spoke about her,
Carissa,
was
man.
Carissa just, Morally I mean, gray. Yeah, Carissa was like, I couldn't.
He was a good villain.
He was a good villain.
Yes.
So this is the quote. He says, this is like when he first rescues her from the rubble and like he's mm-hmm. talking about, raising her. I'm already more afraid than I ever have been. Afraid of you and what you could do to me. Mm-hmm. Afraid of the world that could kill you so easily. Afraid mm-hmm. of myself, gifted with another fragile heart that I know I cannot keep. But, my little serpent, it is the most wonderful fear. Every minute with you is, even if I already regret all the mistakes I know I will make. And, like, as a mom, it just, like...
That's such a beautiful paradox.
When he's, like, it's the most wonderful fear. Like, that phrase is, like, encapsulates being a parent. Yeah. Because it's, like, it is so worth it. But, like, the love that you have... It's, you love your children so much that it scares you how much you love them.
Yeah.
And, like, I think Carissa just did such an amazing job of showing that, and him talking about how much you never doubted that he mm-hmm. loved her. It may not have been in the right way, or he didn't show it the right way, but like that, getting that insight from him, I was just like, oh my God, what the hell?
Carissa has, I still stand by this. I think she writes, in my opinion, maybe some of the best or the best Morally Gray villains I've ever read.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Agree.
She can make you like that with Vincent, who has done awful, horrible things.
Mm-hmm.
And then you read that quote and you go, oh my God.
Yeah.
And we've said this before. It's like Cersei in Game of Thrones. Like, she is a horrible, horrible character. But the one thing about her that's redeeming is the love she has for her children.
See, and this is what I missed within Lilith. This is what I wanted. I wanted more of Vincent in Lilith.
Mm.
Like, I think I understand that she was a general. But I feel like I wish she would have stayed alive longer so we could have gotten more Vincent from her.
Gotten more of her on paper.
Yeah. Well, and that's again what I think, like,
because this is like how she felt, but we didn't get it.
Exactly, but we didn't get it. And that's why I do, like, that's why I say that as happy as I am for Rebecca, and I do think Fourth Wing and Iron Flame is so accessible to, like, the masses who don't love fantasy. And I get why it blew up, and I'm not, I don't want to take that away from her, but I just think Carissa's quality of writing and the way that she shows you some of these things is, like,
next level.
It's like you can't even, I'm sorry, I just think she's so insanely talented, and her writing is at such a different level.
Yes.
Because you do get stuff like that, whereas it's like, it's Vincent, he's an asshole.
Yeah.
But you get that, and you see it, and you're like, I can't, how can I fault that? Like, how can I?
Yeah, she's incredible. She's a wonderful writer. She's a
beautiful writer. And feels weird to say that someone would blow up more. Like, just that phrase.
That's what I said.
Just like the.
I know what you're saying.
Like, yeah, those I know what words. You mean. I wish she would blow up more. But I do, though.
I do.
And
I think it's like, damn, it's like you said, I think either something about Fourth Wing and Iron Flame that is so, is very accessible to the masses,
mm-hmm.
and it is in some ways fantasy light, because it's accessible. I don't know. It's also very romance forward, whereas mm-hmm. both Crown of Nyaxia series and the War of Lost Hearts are very plot. It's more SJM plot forward.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I would say agree with that. With romance thrown in there, but it's not, but
like Throne of Glass.
The story and the characters are the main driving force. And I think maybe, I mean, I just feel like Fourth Wing is a little more heavy on the like angst.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want Carissa to be recognized for like, and I know she is, and I don't want to like be like, oh, nobody knows who she is. She's so underrated. She's not. Like, she has had an incredible year and she's doing so well, but I just wish that people were talking about her as much as they're talking about like Fourth Wing and Iron Flame, mm-hmm. because I just think it's her. She's just very truly so talented.
I agree.
And I just want her to like blow up. I want her to blow up.
And I think that Serpent and the Wings of Night to me is not as accessible as Fourth Wing, but it is accessible. Like it's not.
I think so too.
It's an easy to understand world. She doesn't try to overcomplicate it. Like, and I think that's.
I agree.
No. Yeah, I think.
No, I agree.
I think that I saw that book. I saw a new hardcover version of Serpent and the Wings of Night in Target the other day in the front of the world section.
Yeah.
And I was really excited. Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. I know. I would definitely say, like, listeners, if there's a book that, like, if you have a friend or a cousin or an aunt and you're at the holidays and they're like, oh, I just read Fourth Wing. Like, do you have any other recommendations for me? Please recommend The Serpent and the Wings of Night, because I think, agreed, like you said, Christina, I don't think it's complicated at all. It's really just different vampire clans.
Yeah.
Like there's,
yeah, no, I didn't. Yeah. I think it's accessible too. It's just in a different way.
It is in a different way. It's not like, it is a little bit, obviously, like, you know, there's like some death and stuff, but
it's heavier. Maybe
it gets a little heavier. But I just think it's so, her writing just like deserves to be celebrated.
But it feels that same kind of almost feeling of Hunger Games that Fourth Wing gives. Like it feels that
true
plot and like
absolutely
challenges and stuff.
True.
So I think it could definitely be a like Fourth Wing. When you're done with Fourth Wing, try this for sure.
That's what I want.
Agree.
Our Patron's Choice Award, guys, was not even close.
No.
Not literally nothing even came close to Fourth Wing. It won by not even a freaking landslide. Wing. Literally Fourth Wing was like 60% of the votes. So, I mean, guys, this was the year of Fourth Wing.
It really was. And I think, like, we loved, I mean, clearly, Zaddy is a
friend of our lives. Hello. I mean, obsessed.
And I am so happy this world is in our lives. And
Restraining
she's
order.
Truly
Restraining
started something that is so impressive, like, no matter what.
For sure.
And, like, it's something that is cultural phenomenon at this point, I feel like we can say.
It absolutely is.
Therefore, like, I get it that would be. I am interested in what people would say that they liked about Fourth Wing more than Iron Flame. Like, I think that maybe being introduced to the world.
I think that more people haven't read Iron Flame yet.
Okay. Because I feel like I don't know, maybe it's been a while. Maybe I'm just thinking of Iron Flame.
I think I liked Fourth Wing more.
I'm so in Iron Flame because I just edited it too. But there's just like so much fun stuff that happens in Iron Flame.
I think I liked it more just because of the initial world building and like the setting up, and then Liam, like I think all of that was done really well and like the surprise at the end. And then I was more frustrated with some of the stuff in Iron Flame, like that classic middle book stuff. Yeah. I mean, there was some of my favorite Zayden moments, obviously. Right. Like, take Zayden out and I'm just like, I mean, yes, he's, I loved it. Yeah. But there were, and there was great moments. I just think like, I think I get it. I think I would probably vote. Maybe it. Because it's also just the first one.
It's a nice little package too. Like, it's just a good little, like, we're introduced to the school and like all these crazy things happened. Mm-hmm. And then like by the end, yeah. I agree.
Yeah, I think we've seen, I've just seen some comments of people that like just haven't gotten to Iron Flame yet because it did just come out like last month. And for like people who don't read that often, like that's, they maybe just haven't had a chance to like,
they're waiting to it yet.
They're like waiting. Yeah. I know some people have said like, oh, I'm waiting till I'm done with like my semester or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, or
totally.
Or in like school and stuff. So, yeah, I think One Dark Window was the second place, if I recall, but that was still only like 17%. So,
oh, well, that's quick. That's awesome. Yay.
And I honestly just like things got away from us, but I was really excited to read book two. And I feel like we will all at some point. You know what? Started it, right, Anna? Or did you?
I started it and then it was right before I was going out of town. Yeah. And then I just like, it was not a book I wanted to read when I was on like away on vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And then I actually going through all the quotes today when I was looking through One Dark Window, I just all of a sudden got really excited to read Twisted.
You should.
Sisters or Twisted Crowns.
Honestly, you should read it and then
tell us.
Yeah, I will. Maybe I'll read it over the break or something.
You
and, I need to start. I need to start.
Yes, we need to start Crescent City.
Yeah.
I need to start HOSAP.
I was gonna say you and Emma should read it and do a Patreon.
It's only like 900 pages.
What?
It's fine. So quick, easy breezy
reread.
Easy breezy beautiful.
Also, wait.
Yay! Like you get a break after this, and I was like, well, I do have to reread Crescent City 1 by the end of the month. He was like. So, like, in, like, 2 to 3 weeks, I was like, mm-hmm,
that's
correct, yes.
Also,
it's going to be more of a speed read.
Also, okay, so this is not a spoiler for CC2, because we didn't say it, but it's also not. My husband started CC2, like, 2 nights ago, because he's, him and whatever other rest of us, Johnny, are reading it in preparation for CC3, and we might have a Patreon talk with them at some point, but
You have to.
Literally, in page two, was like, hey babe, am I supposed to know who these people are? And I was like, oh, no, you're not. No. Those are random people. No. And he was like, oh, thank God. I was like, did I forget everything in book one? I was like, no. We don't know who Sophie is. It's fine.
No. It's just a very long prologue.
Just keep it going.
Move on.
That's so funny.
Okay.
That's great. Okay.
Next.
Is it me? No.
Yes. Non-episode book.
Okay. Oh, this was hard. Okay. So, yes, this is a book that we didn't do a main feed episode on. I have three. So I need to
rattle them off.
Just rattle them off.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. So my three are Unravel Me, The Right Move, and Reckless.
Unravel Me, The Right Move, and Reckless.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
So clearly, I loved all three of those. The Right Move is like my most recent obsession. So I feel like that was going to be number one. But then I started to think about just like the utter obsession that we were having about Adam Longwood and Theo. And like,
Adam.
You know.
I do.
I do know that obsession.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with her.
Those were my thoughts.
Love that.
Okay. So this was hard because it's like a lot of my... because I love my mafia, like dark romance girly books, but they're not like my favorite books. They're just like my books that I read.
Yeah.
So mine was Right Move, like hands down.
Yay! So was mine.
Mine was Right Move, hands down.
Yay.
Like, I still think about him to this day.
And you will.
It's only been 2 weeks, but I can't stop.
You won't.
You won't stop. Yeah. I mean, I'm also currently reading Caught Up. So like it's. But
I know Kai is also fantastic.
Incredible.
I love Daddy Kai.
Oh,
hot.
But Ryan Shay is so just flawless. Just flawless.
Truly.
Flawless.
A flawless man.
Also made me realize that maybe I want to read like celebrity romances more because a lot of that like aspect enthralled me.
Well, y'all read Scandalized. That was kind of a celebrity romance.
I never read Scandalized.
Oh, go read it. Go read it.
I know.
Go read it.
I don't remember what was happening.
What
but
are you
I
doing?
Just never
sorry? You never read it? How did this slip through the cracks?
Oh my God. That's so
funny. Probably I just start reading something for an episode and I was like, sorry, I just didn't.
When did it come out? I'm surprised. I really thought we all read it together.
No, you both read it. Kim read it, then you read it, and then we talked about an episode.
You started it. And then you...
I downloaded it, and then I, like, we had to do... Okay. We had to do other things.
Okay. Maybe it was... That's when we started our Crown of Nyaxia or something.
Probably.
And okay. That's what we it had was. To do episodes.
Goal
things.
Over holiday break. You must read Scandalized.
Okay,
if you
short.
Liked...
Caught
if
up.
It's short. If you liked... If you caught up...
I know I'm going to like you it. You don't have to convince me. It's going to be great.
I just... let me...
Tim just wants to talk about it.
Everyone shut up and let me talk about Scandalized. No, I won't. I won't. But it's a... If you... Now that you know, like, you're like, oh, I might like this whole famous person yeah. thing. It's very
I remember you telling good. Me all about it. I'm... Yeah.
I am...
I'm sorry. I
mad at myself. I didn't follow up on this. this is my fault. I didn't follow up. I'm just sorry. Not
listen,
up.
You hit it. You hit it out of the park with Right Move, so...
I, oh. Listen... I love it so
we're
much.
I love
okay.
it.
Okay.
Last right, one. All right. Final one. Ready?
Book of the year.
Okay. This is our final one.
Okay.
The best book of the year.
So oh my gosh. This was.
This has to be a book club, right?
This is hard. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So mine, well, I guess I can, it's the series, but I can pick one book
yes,
from
one
it.
One book.
Okay. One book. Okay. So mine would be, okay. Sorry. I didn't know. What, it's actually, this is funny because it's actually what I call the whole series all the time. Children of Fallen Gods.
Oh.
Which is book two
mm-hmm.
in the War of Lost Hearts.
Beautiful.
The entire series is my favorite read of the whole year, even though it was emotionally damaging.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But Children of Fallen Gods was the one with Riche, and that was okay. the one that traumatized me the most.
I was going to say.
Adelon's death.
Yeah.
Well, and yes. then Resurrection.
Children of Fallen Gods is where we first meet Aoife, and you're like, who is this new POV? What is going on? And that aspect, I totally agree, changed the game.
That was my favorite. I know I loved Fourth Wing, but I think if I have to look back on which one made me feel the range of emotions that I felt, it was
that's true.
It was the
that's
War of Lost Hearts.
I like that.
That's a good point.
Carissa Broadbent.
I love that. Love it. Love it. Okay, Kim, do you want to go?
Okay. So you're really making me think here. But
would you like to make an addendum?
You know, I would not like to addenduming. I would not like to. You know, that is very valid. That's hard. I am still going to go with The Serpent and the Wings of Night because I just...
Oh, that's what I said. Too.
Yeah.
I just... There was something really special about, like... I don't know. We just haven't all read a book like that together that was, like, new and not Sarah.
So
obviously,
fun.
We love Sarah. Like, she's our queen. She's the reason we breathe. But, like...
She is.
Not really. That's our kids. But, like, you know, besides them, I just... Yeah, we've already talked about it, but I just really loved it a lot. I thought it was... Amazing.
It was so fun for all of us to read together.
Yeah,
it was.
That was my
it
choice.
Was really
I have specifically the first one, Serpent and the Wings of Night. Truly, I cannot remember the last time that I was that. And I guess this was before Fourth Wing. So, but I think even more than Fourth Wing. Like, I can't remember the last time that it felt like I was reading ACOTAR for the first time or Hunger Games or Divergent. Like, it felt like I was like I was so excited about this new world and these characters and like being in it.
Yeah.
And like that feeling alone is just worth it.
So worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yay, guys.
Yay!
We did it.
We did it.
What a
season three in the books.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
What a year.
This is crazy. What a year, you guys.
What a year.
We're about to kick off the year of Crescent City 3.
Crescent City 3.
What?
2024 is coming up all, Sarah.
2024.
And by all, I mean the first few months.
Yeah.
I mean.
We'll be
talking about it for the rest of our lives, probably. But yeah,
but 2023 was the year of Carissa and Fourth Wing.
It was
That's right.
Carissa and Rebecca and One Dark Window and Queen of Myth and Monsters.
Oh god, Queen of Myth and Monsters.
I'm sorry, Scarlett.
Sorry,
we didn't pick you for anything. I mean, well, honestly,
I didn't read it. So.
One of the moments I thought about talking about was just how much fun I had recording that episode with Kim.
Yes,
Christina was still like, or you were just going back to work post maternity leave, so you didn't get a chance to read it.
Yeah,
and so Kim and I read it, and the amount of the belly laughs I had recording that episode because the absurdity of the book.
Yeah.
I want to read the next one just so that I can do that again.
Okay, you know what's really funny? All year I thought my funniest, best laugh was going to be from that episode when we were recording. And I'm complaining about, like, she keeps saying, like, I don't know how to describe it. But then she would go on to, like, exactly describe it. And Anna, and I'm saying, like, oh my gosh, yeah. And Anna, she keeps saying, like, I don't know how to describe it. And Anna goes, oh, you just did. It was so funny. And I will randomly just be driving and just think about Anna going, oh, you just did. I don't know why, but it just like tickles me. And I'll just be like, I literally throughout the year have thought about that
moment so many times, and it just cracked me.
One, and then all of a sudden this character Anna coming in, I think was her name, I don't remember, it doesn't matter, but this character comes in and we go, who are you? Like, she gets introduced, like, with no introduction.
Dun, dun, dun. And I'm like, I don't
remember you.
I don't know who you are.
Are you important? Because it seems like everybody's afraid of you. Like, we're all supposed to, like, who are you?
Oh, God.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Those are fun books to vent about. But this is it, you guys. This is our Book Awards episode.
This was so fun.
Thank you guys so much for supporting us all year. And, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, thank you
all. The podcast has been on quite a journey this year, and it has been so much fun.
Yeah, it really has.
And we feel very, like, official now, and with our Patreon.
Yes,
seriously.
Y'all are the best. We know we say it all the time, y'all are probably tired of hearing it, but, like, we are just so thankful for you guys, and we just feel so blessed to, like, have so many wonderful listeners, and we love you guys so much.
We love chatting with all of you. We love hearing from you. So thank you.
Makes our lives. Yes.
Yeah. It does. So, yeah, DM us, like, if you want to answer these two and, like, send us some of your categories.
Yeah, that's fun.
Love to hear your thoughts. Please DM us and tell us, like, what your answers would be for these two. And we will see you next year in 2024. With CC3 content.
All the CC3 content.
Deep in the CC3, y'all. Like, we can't even tell you. It's just going to be our entire lives and personalities and worlds.
It's basically January through March.
Yeah, right. Pretty much.
Because we know it comes out end of January, guys, but we have to read the book and record episodes.
Right. So it'll be content for months.
So get ready. Get yourselves ready.
Okay, so until then, if you guys have not joined our Patreon, please consider doing so. The link will be in the show notes. And follow us on Instagram at Flights of Fantasy Podcast. And subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And until next time, cheers and happy reading.
Cheers, listeners.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
We love you.
Bye.
Happy New Year.